Hello, I'm Jason Ball, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we discuss all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time. And I'm joined by my friends, Jackie Vanessa.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and I am the biggest Friends fan. I fall asleep to it every night, as y'all should know by listening.
And I'm Vanessa Martinez. I'm the newbie in the group, and it's my first time watching each episode of Friends.
Yay!
Each episode in the deep dive.
So we're on the 60th episode. So let's do a little math here. We are 25% of the way through.
Oh, there you go.
A quarter of the way through. That's interesting. Yeah, like I said, this is the 60th episode. The one with all the jealousy premiered on January 16th, 1997, to 29.6 million viewers. I think they're setting up a sweep stud with this. Because this is the last week going into before February.
Oh, no wonder.
No wonder this is why they're doing it. I just noticed that by looking at the date. But Jackie, tell us what happens.
So yes, I get it now. It's like, why at this timing and stuff? Because of sweeps. Because they are setting up something very monumental in the series. It's the first day of Rachel's new job at Bloomingdale's. Ross becomes super jealous. Like we mentioned in the last episode, it just, it's not a good look for us. Monica meets Julio the poet, and that's our first Latino character, guys. Finally.
Yes.
And Joey auditions for a musical, which was hilarious. So, yes, this is very much Ross bringing his jealousy to a new level, as we discussed last one.
Yeah.
I did not like that part of this episode.
Yes, it's so overbearing. And it's just like, dude, grow up. Like, come on. You know, like, be supportive. You know, and women's right movement already happened in the 70s. Get along with it. You've got 20 years.
Yeah, he's like using all these gifts to make, you know, to stand out and I don't know. It's just like, yeah, like you said, it's too much. I would appreciate gestures. You know, everyone likes nice gifts here and there, but yeah. That's just overbearing. That's over controlling. Rachel can't even do her work because she has so many teddy bears and so many flowers from Ross. And I mean, I don't know if she feels embarrassed by it.
That's what I was going to say. I think she's totally embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
I mean, she just started this job. She doesn't know anybody there. She's, mm-hmm. you know, trying to prove herself. And then there's this distraction.
Yeah. What do you think about like being a news director or a supervisor if you see one of your employees getting all those gifts?
It would, especially if they're new, it's a little weird. You know, yes. Maybe flowers for the first day. Congratulations on the new job. I hope you do great. That's one thing, but really, all every day, all of that stuff, it's too much. It's a distraction. She's there to work. She's not there to. I would think there's something wrong with their relationship. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. I would too, yes.
Totally. I would too. Overbearing jealousy, like, oh, you got to watch out for that one. You know what I mean? Like, it's just too, it's way too much. And it's so, like you said, distracting. And if her desk was in the shot of the newsroom of the flash cam, clean it up.
Yeah. Well, and it's just distracting. It's a distraction that, and it impacts people's view of her. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coworkers who don't know her.
Definitely.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get to know each other and you have this.
If
college.
She did that to him, he would not be happy.
Yes.
Yes.
And even if he showed up at the office all the time while he's trying to work, she would not be happy. He would not be happy.
Yeah. And he even went as far as getting her a barbershop quartet to sing.
Ridiculous. I mean, it was funny. The lyric was funny, but it was ridiculous.
And even Monica was telling Ross to calm it down.
Yeah. Exactly. She has to snap him back into it, and she kind of yells at him for it and just like, hey, don't you trust her? And he's like, yeah, I do. So it's like he needed that, like, smack in the head, like, get your ish together.
Yeah, and it's funny when the guys were sitting on the couch in Central Perk talking about the situation, Joey does that, Ross's mopey hi. He goes like, hi, like when he's giving him advice and they're like talking about the situation.
But I don't think they always give him the best advice either, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. Like they said that Mark knows exactly what he's doing because he's going to, or she's going to go to him to complain about the boyfriend. And it's like, it's ridiculous. It's too much.
Yeah. Way too much. Yeah. Hopefully I am optimistic that it will work out and Ross will come to his senses and Rachel will snap him into place.
Well, do you think that he did at the end when she said, like, you can trust me? Do you think he kind of did or completely, like, kind of just blew past him, the apology and everything?
I think maybe he accepted it, but just a simple apology is, like, not going to work. I think once they show that, once he shows, start showing his insecurities, it's always going to be in the back of her mind.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But then... She gets the funny part about it. The funny part of they flip it at the very end where he's going on a play date. He and Ben are going on a play date with the stripper from the bachelor party and her son. And, you know, Rachel does not like that either.
Yeah. And then, yeah. And she's like playing with her coffee in the shirt and everything. Right. But it's different because it's like, the play date, you don't work with this person every day, you know? So they flip it for like a little one instance, you know?
Well, it's also different the fact that if Ross doesn't like her hanging out with a male coworker, then why would he go hang out with another woman too?
Yeah, it's like a tit for tat. Is that what, you know, like...
Or he doesn't understand the double standard that he's been placing, one of the two.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's going to mess up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you think maybe because do you think he has a lot of insecurities because he was in a failed relationship with his ex-wife, Carol? Yeah.
He said that, but I think it goes deeper than that. I think it's.
And he probably even and even when he tried getting her in high school, going to prom. Uh-huh. I mean, we saw the playback episode of the one where they go to prom.
Right. And then she ends up not going. Right.
So maybe he doesn't want to lose her another time. Because we saw he lost her once after the list or the things he likes about Julie and the things he likes about Rachel. We already saw that. She found the list. She left him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just got this dark side that he can't get over and he needs to...
He needs to mature. Like, yeah, he doesn't. I feel like he's, you know, obviously we're all, you know, they're all in their 20s and you're not fully developed mentally. I feel like you're not a mature. You can't really like have a mature relationship until you're in your 30s. And even then, I find myself, you know, in my 30s and still developing mentally with relationships and how get your head maturely around things. And this just shows his age. This just shows his immatureness of being who he is. And he just needs to puck up and deal with it.
But he's so confident in his job and he has such a quirky job, but he's very confident in that space. And it's just weird that it's realistic. I'm not saying it's not realistic. I think people are like that. It just, needs to, you know, go to therapy or something.
Yeah, I mean.
But then it was taboo. So if they showed him going to therapy or something, wouldn't it be like taboo in the 90s to have like a male go to a therapist?
Well.
You know?
You want to get better or you want to?
Yeah, it's true.
You want to have that fear of being in relationships and losing someone.
But I think she should have taken a better stance as well. Like, I know she kind of just like, tells him at the end, don't you trust me? But I think she should have really kind of like stood up for herself in a sense in this episode, but we'll see what happens in the later episodes.
But it's funny how Ross walks into her office and Mark's girlfriend is wearing the same outfit as Rachel. And Ross thinks Mark and Rachel are kissing. And then he realizes, oh crap.
That's the other girl. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she didn't leave him then.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I mean. It's just like she didn't stand up for herself then. You know, when is she going to stand
up? In her workplace? What?
I know, as Monica would say.
That's taking it very far. Like, that's, yeah, I mean.
And it's funny that he does that. You'll see why. That's all I can say. I'm going to say something and then I caught myself. But it's just, it's all just bad. This is a bad look for Ross. This is one of the reasons why I don't like him. And I like Ross, but I don't like them together in this sense, because they are just both like butting heads because they're not mature enough to understand the kind of relationship to be in. So. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of his sister, Monica, I mean, she goes, good for her. She's getting over Richard with
Julio.
So, I mean, that's another relationship. Well, not even, I wouldn't consider it a relationship. I would just consider it a fling.
Yeah.
Yeah. A fling.
You know,
a fling
with the empty vase.
Yeah. The empty vase. And, you know, she sees that, she thinks that the poem is about her. And then Phoebe says, or because Phoebe tells her that Phoebe is just only trying to do good, but maybe not. And this doesn't, didn't work out. And then she confronts Julio. And he says, it's about all women, not just you, all American women.
Right.
Yeah.
Relationships are going bad here in this episode. I don't know.
Yeah. Like the whole first Latino character, and he kind of plays into the stereotype, but I know that we were kind of underrepresented then anyways, but it's just kind of like, he's this like rico suave kind of character that can get any woman. And then he just all seasons as empty base and just like no emotional attachment to them. And I'm just like, okay, all right, dude, we get you. We've met a guy like you before.
So you didn't like him.
No, I mean, why would I?
Yeah, I mean, he's just too cocky. But I will say, why is he the busboy?
Exactly.
Is it because he's Mexican?
Yes. Well, that's true. That's a good stereotype, yes, too.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing. It plays into that stereotype of this, like I can get any woman and I'm the busboy. And it's just, you know, Friends has that kind of reputation. So
I guess so. But I mean, coming from like my standpoint, like, you know, they put the Mexican as the, or I mean, maybe he was another, you know, Salvadoran. I don't know. But they put him as a busboy. Why couldn't he be like the manager or something?
Right.
Of course not. I mean, it's the 90s. We were underrepresented. That time. So
yeah. But, and Julio doesn't make us look good, or all Mexican men look good at all.
I know. And poor Monica just thought it was about her and it wasn't. It's just that was funny.
Yeah. Definitely couldn't see that lasting very long. I still want Richard.
I know, right? Just another fling. I mean, you'll see Richard kind of soon. So
I think we see Richard next episode, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Actually, that the actor Carlos Gomez, he's from Miami, and he played Jose Melendez in the Law and Order True Crimes, the Melendez miniseries.
Yes,
I never saw that. I need to watch. That's been on my watch list.
Yeah.
It's really good with Edie Falco. It's yes, really good.
And that was like last year, wasn't it? Yes.
I think it was a couple of years ago, but yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Time flies.
It's funny seeing how like these actors were back then and where they are now in their careers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now he's playing the dad.
Yeah. As they all are, except for like, you know, Ben, who is Cole Sprouse now. So.
Riverdale.
Have you heard of the show The Baker and the Beauty?
Yes, I love The Baker and the Beauty.
Oh, well, he's in that.
Who is he?
He's the father.
No. Yeah, oh my gosh, I love that show, Baker and the Beauty. That just
Garcia.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Oh my gosh! Wow, he really aged.
This was 25 years ago.
I know, it's different. Oh my gosh.
The only person who doesn't age is Tom Selleck.
Oh, this is true. Him and his refinance mortgage commercials nowadays.
Yeah. And Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox.
Yeah. The rest of them sort of age. Yeah.
That's funny. Should we take a quick break and come back and talk about Joey's audition?
Yes, the funniest part of this episode, because everything else was kind of like, okay.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we'll be right back.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're back, and we're the one with all the jealousy.
Yes, and as our friend, writer Ira Ungerleiter says, three storylines in each episode of Friends. We've covered two. Now we are on to the last one, Joey's audition.
This is the best one.
Yes.
Yes. I love it. I have rewatched it twice, this particular scene twice, the part where Joey teaches everyone the dance. Yes. And the auditioners perform it for the director.
Yeah.
So funny.
Oh my gosh. I love that scene too. Vanessa, I agree with you. It was my favorite part. And that's one of the scenes when I rewatch it, I still laugh out loud with it because it's so funny. And he's lying on his resume. The whole thing is that he's lying on his resume and trying out for this musical. And he has 5 years of American Ballet Theater, which is really prestigious and all of this stuff. And then he goes to this audition, and then the director tells him, I gotta go, but I got called into something, but can you teach him a dance? And then Joey teaches him his dance, and it's just hilarious. It's like, don't lie on your resume. I've never done it. I don't know if you guys ever have.
No.
I
think all three, I was thinking about this, all three of us are way too worried about getting caught. Rule followers. But I think in the 90s you could get away with it more because there wasn't as many ways to check.
There's no trace.
Yeah. And no social media.
Right.
Yes.
Like that. It's just hilarious. Like, you know, automatically Joey's like the one who's like, oh, he's going to be the best one out of all of them. And then Joey, like, it's so funny when he says, that's the best they could do, like, or that's the best that I could have.
Right.
Yeah. And it was just funny to see all these professional dancers doing a silly dance that Joey taught them. I mean, what was this? The Cabbage Patch? They were doing that. Right? Like, I don't know. It was hilarious.
Well, it was funny when the director did the dance and then Joey looked at him like, I have no idea what just happened other than jazz hands at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts off like easy, and then he starts, you know, put away, turn, and jazz hands. Yeah.
It was very funny. There were a couple of music references in there. Chandler walks in and is saying the lines, don't cry out loud, just keep it inside, learn how to hide your feelings. That's a song from a Melissa Manchester song from the 80s, too.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, that. Lyrics for the song, so yeah, I figured.
So that director, he is, that's Oba Babatunde, and I recognize his name because I remember we've had him on the show, but he's been acting for the past 40 years in a lot of things. Like, I'm Dying Up Here, he is in The Bold and Beautiful, he's in Dear White People, Little Fires Everywhere, SWAT, like, he's continually, and then there's still pre-production, post-production, like, stuff that he's still doing.
Does he play like a choreographer or a dancer in all of those, or he has different roles?
I think it's all just different roles.
So he's a good working actor who's had a long career over the many years. That's great.
Long career. Like, his IMDb, I'm like scrolling and it is endless.
Yeah. But that really was a good part. I had to rewatch that scene twice. I still had the same reaction when I watched it the second time. It was good.
Yes.
And then I love that Joey just like runs out of the room.
Yes.
He doesn't know what to do. He's stuck and he's caught in a corner and he's like, I'm just gonna go.
Have you guys ever had to audition for anything like that before?
No. Well, I was part of a choir in high school, like, even though I can't sing, but I can sing enough where I can like be an alt.
Alternate.
But I never went out for big parts because I can't sing. So I was still like, we did the Oklahoma, like, I still remember the the song. But
where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, Oklahoma,
where they are.
I'm a big fan of the musical Rent when it first came out in the 90s. And I don't think I've actually ever told anyone this story. And I actually, they had an open casting call in Miami, and I went and just auditioned. I knew I had no chance of getting in it or having anything to do with it. I just wanted to be around those people for like a couple of hours. And I, the audition was to sing Amazing Grace a cappella.
And you did?
I did it. I was terrible at it, but I did it.
Oh my God.
At least you tried.
Did you have to do a dance, like a sort of like ballet? No. Oh my gosh. That's
Did you practice at all?
Nope. It was all spur of the moment. It was all impromptu.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. You guys heard it here first. Exclusive audition for Rent.
No one remembers it. That's what this is a good thing.
Oh my God.
Did you meet any people who auditioned and are now touring?
I don't know. I don't think so, but that would be a good question. It was just cool to be around in that space. It was just fun. I can't believe I told you guys that story. I didn't even think about it until just now.
That is amazing. Oh. But see, kudos to you, because you loved it so much, you decided, you know what, I'm not good at this, but I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to see what happens, even though in your head you already assumed
there's no way.
Yeah, but you still did it. A lot of people don't.
I guess.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm sure they were thinking, who is this guy?
And as you're like,
they were very polite.
And I'm, you know, no offense, but I'm sure your dance resume reflected Rachel's one job she had at Central Perk.
That's so true. What did your resume look like when you went?
I don't even remember.
Did you take your own headshot?
I don't even think I took a headshot. I'm actually surprised they even let me audition now that I think about this.
Yeah, you just sign up, scroll your name, and it's weird.
And you were working in the news industry, right, when you auditioned?
Wow. For some reason, I was off that day.
That's so awesome. That's really cool.
The stars aligned, but not quite much. Super close.
Because, you know, Roxy Hart in Chicago isn't meant to be, like, big, like, singer. She's kind of, like, kitschish, you know? Like, what if they were like, well, we want a kitschish kind of, like, character in Rent? Okay. You got the set call back and got the part, and your life would have just changed.
Right. I mean, you could have been a Broadway star. Yeah. What if they said, you know, unfortunately, not for this role, but we have another role we want you to take?
I guess that's why you should always put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Would you have taken that role?
What if? Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Totally. I would have taken it. Like, I like being on stage doing that stuff that's like not so much in the spotlight, but like behind. It was fun. Yeah.
Oh yeah. If I had a dream job, it would be a back, you know, in the chorus of some Broadway show.
Yes.
How fun would that be?
Yeah. I always loved Yes. When I saw it on Broadway, and anytime I watch any show, I always look like behind the curtain to see. And Hamilton did a very good job of hiding their tech crews behind the scene. Cause I would look, you know, I had pretty good seats, probably like fifth row, and I would look and I couldn't see anybody. You know, it was very good. And typically you see people like running around moving a set or anything, but they did it so well that
they don't really move their sets in
just the staircase, but it was the dancers who would incorporate or the choreographer who incorporated it into the choreography.
That's true, because it'd be like the world goes upside down. And then they're moving the chairs with it. That's true.
Yeah. Or like the dancers would get whatever props were coming up next and hand it over. So
that's true. Oh my goodness,
very good. Yes. I was a song leader, so I had to audition every single year in high school, and I was also in choir, so I juggled those two things. I wasn't the best singer, but I did it anyways because my friends were doing it. But it was pretty fun, like competing and everything like that. It's a lot of work. People don't, you know, like Glee.
Yeah,
like that. You'd go to competitions. And then I was in a play, Alice in Wonderland. It was like a stage play for like kids. And I forgot what I auditioned for, but I didn't get that role that I auditioned for, but I did get casted as a flower, and I had three lines, and one of them was, I'm wilting. Three lines.
Oh, that's cute. Right.
Yeah. And I,
so yep. you know what Joey was going through.
Yes. Yep.
Wow, all right. Well, that was fun. Whew. Revealing secrets.
Yes.
Yes.
Big secret. Leaving.
The careers that could have been.
Tried out for Rent.
All right. Coming up with the next episode of Friends with Friends, Richard's back.
Yes. Yay.
I'm actually happy to see Richard back. I can't wait.
Can't wait to watch. Me too. Yes. And if you like us, subscribe, download, and give us nice comments and 5-star ratings.
And follow us on Friends with Friends Podcast on the gram or Insta, whatever you want to call it.
Bye.
Bye.